My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Mike Schoep.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I would say that, especially if you're a little bit older, the Bills' dominance over Miami is one of the best things about them to enjoy, to think about, to revel in. You know?
Agree. Yes.
I mean, you don't have it all right now. You don't have the Kansas City. You have the Kansas City
problem.
They kind of own you, and, you know, that's not fun to think about. But four straight division titles, and the Dolphins have just been kind of their patsy here through all of that. The Dolphins, it's better when they're pretty good, and then you just beat them anyway.
Yep.
Kind of how it's been. I'm saying all that. I know they play tomorrow, but it is one of the most more enjoyable aspects of sort of Bill's life.
100%. I mean, it certainly will vary by, you know, demographic. But for someone in my age bracket, and even maybe a little younger, that grew up with the 70s, you know, the 90s certainly did a lot to sort of untangle that for you, if that's the right way to put it.
I like it.
It was awesome. But this is even better. At this point. And yes, it does matter. You know, a big part of my problem with, like, having the Patriots as that team, like replacing Miami, is that the Bills were never, ever good during that. I mean, it's the duration of the drought, really, is their dominance. It may have extended a little bit further, but still, that was it. And I never, they never kept me from doing anything. You know, they kept me from enjoying the games against them. You know, they made me feel like I was in a different league than them a lot of the time. And that was utterly and completely demoralizing. But it wasn't the same as, you know, if the Bills were good, if they were committed, you know, like Miami right now would be viewing the Bills. I mean, it's, you know, it's not even half the time that we were living this life with the Patriots. But still, if you'll allow it here, the Dolphins are good. They're on the rise. They're a contending team. They have Super Bowl aspirations. They've got their super cool modern coach there with his sweatpants rolled up different lengths. And Tua, they got the quarterback, the receivers. Like, they're loaded up. They've got their team, right? And they cannot get past the Bills. Like, that, to me, if the roles were reversed, if the Bills had even Josh Allen, or if the Bills had Tua, and they had whatever, and I can't get by them, that's way worse than losing to the Patriots twice a year every year, but I'm going at best 7-9 anyways. I mean, recognizing that, you know, some of those years, one win against New England could have made a difference for the drought, maybe, but...
Ooh, interesting.
It just never really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it never felt like they were keeping me from doing a thing. Like, I couldn't do the thing on my own.
I guess I've never quite thought about that, just to interject. 2004, that would have to be true. If you beat New England one of the two times in 2004,
sure,
that would have to be right. But maybe that's it. Were the Bills ever one game away any other year? No.
Yeah, the best you could do is, like, if you had another win in October, by the time you got to December, maybe you would have been, you know, in a spot, and I don't know, you handle it differently, who knows. But, yeah, that maybe there's only that one year. Almost inarguably, that would have to be right, because they did just miss by, you know, they barely missed.
They lost a week three game, I think it was, to New England. It was a pretty good game. And then there was a night game that year there that was just utterly demoralizing, to use your word.
Yeah. So, you know, owning Miami feels great. You know, not being scared of the Patriots anymore feels really good, too. But, again, it's just in a different – they're different things.
Well, we're getting pretty jinxy here, aren't we? We're venturing into jinx land.
Whatever. Sure. Am I supposed to not talk like the Bills have owned the Dolphins? I mean, I know tomorrow's a game that they could easily lose. I'm not, you know.
You don't have to deny the truth, but maybe we just talk about something else.
Pickles.
Like pickles. I have two other topics that are not really related.
All right. Well, I do like talking about kicking Miami's ass, though.
Yeah, I mean.
It feels good.
Friday, maybe. I think the Bills are in tough here tomorrow. This is just like the game for the Dolphins. This is the team for the Dolphins. At home. I mean, they're favored, Miami. And it remains to be seen just who the Bills are. I think more defensively than offensively, I have these questions against that offense. You know, are we going to see Hill and Waddle just running away from guys? Can Rousseau have a game and maybe Oliver so they can be more disruptive? That's what they're going to want. Because if they're not able to do that, then you could get that, you know, that scenario. But we'll see. I had a couple other questions. Go ahead.
I definitely think they're in tough. It would go a long if they can, with this defense as reshaped as it is, do a decent job on this Dolphin offense. It'll go a long ways towards making you feel like, oh, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, the offense has got to figure it out. But wow, like I'd be really impressed. So I do think they're in tough. But I think everything that you can say, and you've said it a lot, about this game, and just said it again just now about Miami, like what they should be, what we'd expect them to be pouring into this, like emotionally, what it means to them. All of that was true in Week 18. That game was there. Miami, I would expect they were favored in that game. I don't remember. I mean, the Bills were coming in pretty hot, of course, at a winning streak. And so maybe that swung it, but I mean, Miami had been in the lead the whole season, basically. Well, not the whole season. Once the Bills got to 500, Miami just sort of ran away with it for a while. So there was an opportunity for like all the stakes in the world, and no reason to not pour everything into it. It's not week two; it's week 18. It's for the division and all that. And you know, it's not that they didn't show up. It was a very tight game. The Bills needed a punt return touchdown to wrest it away, and then a late interception by Taylor Rapp to seal it. But like, they would have wanted that as badly as any game you could ever want.
Tomorrow night, Miami is favored by 2.5. That night, the Bills were favored by 2.5.
Okay. Well, either way, whatever the spread was, they would have been desperate to show, like, we did it. We beat you. It's in our house, night game, same scene as this. It's just not week two. The stakes were larger, and they couldn't do it.
Am I correct that if the Dolphins, that's the last game of the regular season, if the Dolphins had won, they would have played again the next week? In Miami?
I think that's right.
2 versus 7?
I think that's right.
Or even 3 versus 6, but I think 2 versus 7?
I think that is right.
The Bills had clinched, and they were 10-6 going into that game. Had they lost 10-7, I mean, that's where the Steelers were. I don't remember everything about it, like if that got the Steelers in or just what, but I think that was the deal that night. It was still kind of, I mean, I'm one fan. Low pressure.
Well, yeah. You were made already. I mean, you were going to the playoffs either way. But, you know, from going on the road in week one of the playoffs to play a wild card game to being at home for two games,
yep,
it's a very different thing.
That's right. I had a question about the Chief game.
The Chief playoff game?
Yes. 803-0550 is the number here. My question about the Chief game is, so all this time spent on why and how the Bills weren't able to win these playoff games? How have they not gone farther than they've gone here in these 4 years? Do you think that, like, without a couple of injuries, they would have won the game against Kansas City? Like, it seems like a lot to say.
It's so tough to say, but it is also, I mean, it's, I have not gone back and watched this game. I don't know that I ever will. But the fact that A.J. Klein was, you know, in the middle of the field and had been in an RV ready to take his family to the Florida Keys or whatever the heck he was going to do, and instead came up here and played football, really is stark. I think, you know, you can tie yourself up in that sort of stuff. I think Rasul Doug.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the lead-up to the season, even said if he played, but he was really compromised. He said recently, if I'd been healthy, we would have won the game. But that, you know, that's the players. That's how they are. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Bernard especially, in the middle of the field. I mean, the Chiefs just did whatever they wanted in that game, it seemed like.
Well, that's one reason why the stats are really kind of tilted, that Kansas City, whatever they were at, like almost 9 yards per play or something.
Yeah.
They ran only 50 plays, the Chiefs, in that game, which is really low. The Bills ran 77. The Bills ran 77 plays in the Chief playoff game last year to Kansas City's 50. And the Bills did also outgain the Chiefs for the night, 27 first downs to 21.
I mean, you got such a close game as it is.
37 minutes to 23.
Yeah. I did not know it was that lopsided.
I didn't remember it that way either.
And time of possession. It's funny the things you just sort of breeze past when your season ends like that, right? I mean, it's so jarring when it just, like, oh, the field goal's no good. It's over. Oh, my God. We got to go on the air. Like, I just remember the feeling that I've mentioned that before. Like, I mean, my living room, okay, overtime. Well, a minute and a half, Mahomes.
So sudden.
So jarring. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Pick and choose. They were down a lot of guys. I feel like a healthy Douglas and a healthy Bernard, a game that's that close, I think they make a difference. As much as it is hard to project how much a defensive positional player moves the meter here at all.
Not to mention Milano.
They were really compromised. Yeah, but
he's out all season last year.
That's why I don't mention him, because he like that, you know, they were getting by without him. It was Bernard got hurt in the Pittsburgh game. Yeah. Rapp got hurt in the Miami game.
Gabe Davis got hurt in the Miami game.
And then, you know, just too much. Just too much.
Well, you know, it's both things. Talking about injuries like that doesn't feel good, and you can never prove it.
Right.
And who wants to listen to it? You know, like, you got to, if you're talking like that, and I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm like, go on,
right?
Tell me again how you would have won this game. Yep. Just have your fun,
right?
Doing that.
You know, I fumbled at the half yard line, by the way, when I was about to score to put you away, right? That's what a Chiefs fan would be waiting to tell. You know, but again, the injuries play into all of that.
But it's also, like I say, it's two things. There's also some merit to it. I mean, don't we do this about the Sabres in 06?
For sure, yeah.
Kind of, we all think a couple of those guys don't get hurt. Tim Connolly, McKee,
to Lindor. A couple of those guys don't get hurt, and they definitely win. Like, we don't really know that.
Right.
Of course we don't. We don't know that, but we sort of all think it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so long ago now, isn't it?
Yes,
2006?
Yeah.
Wow.
The kids are 4-2.
Yeah.
In 2006?
The kids are 0-0.
22-20 now. Yeah, that's a long time ago, man. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it very often recently, but every time I do, it's great.
Yeah.
Not the ending, but.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I mean, I you know, that's been out there the whole time, and I, you know, I wouldn't want it. I think it was so, there was just so many that it feels like I normally I'd want to, everybody has injuries, you know, the Chiefs were probably missing guys too. I don't remember who, okay, but, you know, it's a tough sport. Guys are going to get hurt. You know, when I hear, I feel like this rides along on a train with, you know, why are we getting so many injuries? Is there something wrong with the training staff? Like, there's something that they should be doing differently to prevent this from happening. And, like, so I want to unhook the couple that the car this point about the Kansas City game singularly is riding on, and, like, take an offshoot, get an off ramp, and get off that train, because I don't want to hear that. But it's like they're in the same family. Like, oh, if I wouldn't have been so hurt, you know, but. There's merit. I think there is merit to it. There were so many injuries to try to get through. So, no, too bad.
Well, you know, it does, again, it's like annoying and futile, but it does matter in the analysis of, okay, so another season ended and we're all trying to figure out why and what to do about it. Right, so the Bills themselves, like, all right, so how did we lose? Why did we lose? What do we do about it? It really wasn't that kind of off season for them so much as it was, all right, how do we sort of take a shower and kind of reset the roster and mm-hmm. see what that amounts to, see what we can build. But really, like, that's what you're always trying to do. Why did it happen? And I think, you know, this is in the micro too, when we talked about how the game ended and those two decisions Allen makes before the field goal miss. And it's easy to say, well, Mahomes would have scored after that anyway. Like, if he hits the touchdown, is it Shakir in the end zone mm-hmm. on the second down? So if he hits that touchdown pass, that's still like too much time. We don't know that any more than we know what happens if, you know, Douglas is healthy anything.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I was thinking on that drive. Like, I felt like they're going to score. But, you know, Josh Allen, it's the Chiefs, it's the playoffs. They're going to get a touchdown here. And in my head, I'm thinking, give me a Micah Hyde interception, tip ball, something. And just, you know, we saw the Bengals do it to them in the AFC Championship game a few years ago. Like, it can happen. It, just because it never happens when you play them doesn't mean it's never going to happen, right? So in my head, like, that's how I don't sit there thinking, you know, you're going to score too early. Get in the end zone and, like, somebody make a play. You know, and storybook with the safeties, like, it seems like we're nearing the end of their careers. That my mind went there watching that final drive. And then, you know, that's why it was so jarring, because I'm thinking somebody's going to get a takeaway. We're going to get the lead. This is we're in great shape here. And then the kick misses and it's like a poof.
Is this year the same? Like, will you always do that? The difference last year, the game being at home, thanks to a listener who says that had the Bills lost in Miami in week 18, it would have been 3-6. They would have played the Dolphins 3-6. Maybe Kansas City moves up to 2 in that scenario, but it was right to remember that they would have played the Dolphins again the next week.
Thank you.
But, like, that's what one theme of the offseason has been each year when you lose, maybe not for the athletes, but also maybe. In some cases, it's sort of human nature, I think. It's kind of like you're expecting that to happen again.
I don't think I'll be I'm not going to feel that way Thursday. I did not feel that way Sunday, I'll tell you, even though it was Arizona. I mean, I picked the Bills, but, like, it comes time to sit down to watch the game. My kid walks into the living room, like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm terrified. That's exactly what I said. I said, I'm terrified. And, you know, and I said, I'm exaggerating, but I have a lot of anxiety. I mean, I don't know who they are. I don't know what I'm going to get here. And a game like that, the home opener against a team that mostly gets sort of made fun of, I'm just, I've got just this anxiety about what it's going to sound like and feel like if it doesn't go their way. And that's very different than how these previous four seasons have gone. Like, once I got comfortable with the idea that they were, you know, what they obviously were, which was a Super Bowl contending team, I sit down to watch games. Just I'm not worried about what's going to happen if they lose. I know it's always possible they're going to lose. They don't win all these games, but as I'm watching the games, I have a very positive outlook about it. But that was very different on Sunday when the game started. And so I think it's going to take some work. I'm going to need to see this group of receivers and this reformatted secondary and all of it. I need to see it all work to the point where I can start to trust it again. But right now, not that they've done anything to lose my they changed players. Like, that happens in sports. But I don't know these guys yet. You know, like, I don't feel like I can just sit down and assume they're going to find a way. So it'll take me a while to get there.
No Raheem Mostert in this game. Chest injury. Devin Achane, electric young runner for the Dolphins, scored in both games the Bills played them in last year. Called game time decision. Seems more like optimistic for him than other game time decisions can sound, but we'll see. No Taron Johnson for the Bills, as you may know, and Allen is apparently good to go, having practiced this week despite that hand injury late in the win over the Cardinals. 803-0550 on this topic, this conversation, or something more specific to last Sunday or tomorrow night. We welcome your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after sports. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.